So since the eviction moratorium came to an end, how are things going in trying to catch up on everything in the courts? Let's go with challenging. How about that? There's over 42,500 cases still sitting in the courts statewide for more than 2 months. That's according to court data through the end of November. Essex County has the biggest backlog, 15,500 eviction cases. You look at Hudson, Passaic, Camden counties, combined, they have 14,000 cases. As judges go through the years-long backlog, eviction filings are picking up, not like it was in pre-pandemic levels. Monthly average of 8,200 cases this year, that's not as high as the 12,600 that the courts saw each month in 2019, but it is higher than the 4,000 monthly cases from 2021. Just as a reference, filings referred to the number of cases that landlords take to court, not the number of people removed from their homes or the number of families who move outside of the official legal process. And during the pandemic, and even shortly after that, live streaming was being used for court cases. But now more and more, they have to be in courthouses. Judges do have discretion. They can still do online hearings in certain cases. But the lawyers say that in court, more deals get done, which result in more residents staying in the property. They get a reasonable repayment plan, which everyone's sitting in separate locations online. It's a little more challenging to try to work out that way. Now, the state did put into place some protections for tenants throughout the state. If low and moderate income families filled out a self-certification form and applied for rental assistance, they could not be kicked out of their homes for rent that they missed from the beginning of the pandemic through August 31 of 2021, or the end of 2021 for the lowest of the low income. Now, even though more than 69,000 people filled out those forms, only 11,500 people saw their cases dismissed because they filed the self-certifications. That was according to court data through November 8th. State also set up an eviction diversion program, sending out 28 caseworkers all through the state to landlord-tenant courts, help renters understand the legal process, apply for either rental or utility assistance, other social service programs. According to the Department of Community Affairs, they estimate it's helped about 3,200 families, and they plan to expand the number of caseworkers that are available throughout the state. Well, there's nowhere to go but up. Only 28 caseworkers. And you figure the numbers, they were able to get things working for 3,200 families. Those 28 caseworkers were probably looking for a lot of help right about now.